An American terrorist kills three in North Carolina. North Carolina used to be known as the terrorist hotspot of the United States, boasting the largest membership of any Ku Klux Klan organization than any other state. While the police in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, which is where the University of North Carolina is located, are not sharing any theories about motive, given the racial classification of the killer and the names of the victims, we can only surmise that this was a hate crime, an act of terrorism against three unsuspecting victims. Fox 8 News reports, police responded to a report of gunshots in the area of Summer Walk Circle in Chapel Hill on Tuesday evening. When officers arrived, they located three subjects who had been shot. All three subjects were pronounced dead at the scene, according to police. 46-year-old Carl Stephen Hicks has been charged with murder in the shooting deaths of Day Shadi Barakat, who was 23, and his wife Yusor Mohammed, who was 21, and her sister Razan Mohammed Abu Saiha, a Raleigh, North Carolina resident, according to Chapel Hill News. Given recent attacks on Muslims in the United States, coupled with racist social media rantings of would-be white terrorists emotionally jacked up on the Clint Eastwood blockbuster war propaganda film American Sniper, there is no reason not to speculate that this is another instance of white domestic terrorism. Black Talk Radio will continue to follow this story and report any updates. Non-white people, and particularly Muslim Americans, should be on high alert and arm themselves, given the propensity of violence against them by would-be domestic terrorists. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report. Check out my radio program, Black Talk Radio News with Scotty Reed, on BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com.